baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be the Lord, alleluia. Praise be the Lord, alleluia. Praise be the Lord, alleluia. Praise be the Lord. Please be
I'm not very sure. The people outside, can you hear my voice? Can you hear the people outside? Put up your hand if you can hear. Nothing. Can you hear people outside? Yes or no? No. What can we do? I cannot be by locus, no? In two places. Cannot hear. What can I do? I have to go down? So here? Can you hear? Can you hear? No. Can you hear? Can you hear outside? Can you hear outside? Yes, okay. Still good, still good. Huh? Now, today, Jesus. Okay, just quiet for a moment. Well, from Catechism, we know that the baptism of John Baptist is not a sacrament, right? But it's a sign of conversion. I think conversion is more important. I'm not saying the baptism of the sacrament. But you don't have conversion itself. What's the use? Nothing. If your heart is not changed, Jesus can't change you. You say Jesus is powerful, omnipotent. Yes, but he respects our freedom. You will say no. Jesus never will say yes. Against your will, your holy will. He respects us 100%, right? So that's what the first sentence of John Baptist is. Repent, right? Exactly the same word Jesus began his homily. Repent. That's the message. Repent. How we repent? To be a new creature, right? Well, when we study theology, we say with the baptism of our Lord, we're changed completely. Body and soul. All our sins before being forgiven and live the life of divine life in us. God give back our divine life through the baptism of our Lord, right? But still we need to say our yes. It's not very difficult. It's a very simple thing. What Jesus is always saying, his way is always doing the will of the Father. Always. If you do this, this is a real conversion. Anything you do, pause a moment and ask the Lord or ask the Holy Spirit, am I doing the right thing? Am I thinking the right thing? Pray so that you will know the will of the Father. If a heart is always disturbed by so many other things, of course your work part of it, your boss, boring part of it. But most of the time, you choose to be what you are, not because the people around you. Maybe people is hating you, thinking you are an idiot. But Jesus won't think in this way. The word of the Holy Spirit to what Jesus, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. You too, always, by the time you are born, you are a beloved daughter of the Lord. You are blessed. Just be happy with this point of view. Even though people doesn't like you, it's not the end of the world. You know, as a priest, it's very, very easy for us to go astray. At times, we seek to be respected or to show that we are learned or to show we are helpful. Many, many priests, what I've learned from the souls from purgatory, went down to purgatory anyway, huh? I don't say hell. Went to purgatory because although they do the right thing, but not all, with the will of the Lord. I tell you one thing. I think I will share once. One of the Benedict priests, he's a good preacher, and was sent to purgatory. And the people wouldn't understand. He's a good priest. He preached lots of retreats. Why he went to purgatory? Because there's a voice telling those people asking this, the question. Also himself telling the truth. I preach in the beginning, of course, for the glory of God, at Majorem Dei Gloriam. But eventually, then seeking his own glory more than for the Lord. And pride comes in. I don't say he looked down on his confrère, but he doesn't respect them very much. He didn't treat them as he should treat them the way he should, because he is respected. Not that this is power, but you know, people all respect him, all bow to him. So all his confrère, he lose his heart, loosened his heart for people. That's the point. Not because you're doing good things or not bad things. With the heart. If you don't do things with a good heart, although you do it well before people, they give you 100%. Not for the Lord. The Lord, we expect you have a good heart. Merciful heart. Always ready to smile to people, even they don't smile to you. Always ready to do some stupidity if the person asks you. And that's exactly the same thing John Baptist, on his preaching, People ask how we can convert ourselves. Don't take too many things from people. For the soldiers, be more just, right? Justice is important. Do right thing for others. That means no judgment. And Jesus says, if you don't want to be judged, you don't judge, right? And this is our conversion, a little daily exercise. We are not perfect, we will never be perfect. But Jesus asks us, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Perfection doesn't mean perfectionist. Perfect means wholeheartedly, only pure for the love of God, I do it for you. I treat you as my sister, I treat you as my brother. Because Jesus is in you, Jesus loves you this way. I would like to love you the way Jesus would love you. Even you nail me to the cross, I still love you. That's the way of Jesus' love, right? And Jesus, before, I think in the Last Supper, he said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you, the way I love you. The way of Jesus, unconditional. Always the first one to love. Just try to meditate on these 2 points. You are saved. First one to love. Many times we don't love in love because she doesn't love me this way. Why I have to love her this way? She doesn't smile to me. Why I have to love to smile to her? Sometimes not reciprocal. At the end could be reciprocal. The way Jesus loves us is the way, the same way. You think you love Jesus very much? You think so? Yes or no? How much? Not very, very much. Many times we say, that priest, of course, include myself, that priest, why he went to purgatory? He do many good things before people, for his face. Oh, you're kind to that person, and you help person. For what reason? For what reason? For her reason or for yourself? At times, mixed feeling. The devil is very smart to draw us back into those holes. Good, be good. So the people say, oh, how nice, Father Leung, you're a very good person. How nice. Not enough. If I don't see, do not see Jesus in you, already half, 50% already gone. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing to me, to Jesus. Even your boss, very bossy, still see Jesus in him or in her. If you don't, where's your faith? That's our conversion. First one to love. Even if she shout to you, remain silent for some moment. Jesus was accused before the Sanhedrin, before Pontius Pilate. What did he do? Most of the time, he kept his mouth shut. And that's why, because he didn't answer, one of the soldiers gave him a snap, as if he's doing the right thing. That means, why don't you speak out? Jesus, just calmly, friend, what I did wrong? Why you snap me if I'm on the right thing? Just calm. Be another Jesus. That's your conversion. If you don't do it, what's the meaning of baptism? You say you're baptized, you die with Christ, reason with the Lord. What does it mean? You'll never die, how can you reason? Die with the Lord means love the way Jesus loved. first one to love. Another phrase is unconditional love. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And that's why we have to ask for the grace. We have to pray for. We never pray as much as this, to pray that you be the first person to love. Your love be unconditional. Did you ever pray in this way? Did you? Yes. Can you put up your hand? Well, of course, this is humility. You are humble. Of course, you do it sometimes. But most of the time, you pray that you have a better health, better salary, better future, better husband, a better family life, better children. Well, we ask all this, it's good. It's valid. But for your soul, remain one thing. You remember the young man wanted to follow Jesus, and he observed everything, perfect. He's a perfect Jew. He observed everything. Then Jesus asked her, sell all your things. What? Whispering. Okay. Sell all your things. What does it mean by sell all your things? Sell your judgment. Sell possession. What does it mean? Not your money. Sell judgments. Live a new self. You don't follow Jesus the way that he wished. There's no conversion. Don't cheat yourself because you have a baptism certificate. It's not a certificate to go to heaven. Baptism certificate, it doesn't mean anything. Just as the same way many people say when they get married, they got a certificate. Many people say it doesn't mean anything. If you don't have the heart, right? The same way. Baptism or matrimony, the same way. If you don't have the heart, please, ask for this grace. Change of heart. Metanoia is a Greek word. Change of heart. This is the only way we say it. We are yours. We say, thank you, Jesus. I deserve to be your disciple. Okay, let's pray for one another. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. So we stand up. I think we have to...
Instead of reciting the Apostles' Creed as we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, we will have the renewal of our baptismal promises.
Yeah, just before we say that, we have some questions to ask, just as if the dates of baptism, we need to ask you to confirm your intention. Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, the author and prince of sin?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, who rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
So, now I'll give you the holy water. And just in your heart, say sorry for those moments that you don't live up your baptism promise. Renew yourself right at this moment. Although it's never too late, but let it be not too late. You say you don't see you have tomorrow. Those who promise that you will be still living on this earth tomorrow, who can put up your hand? You are so sure you will live tomorrow? Of course, I'm young. Who will promise that you will live tomorrow? Nobody there, huh? So this is the last moment. For the Chinese, they're very Moist, but you have to, as if the last time, you receive the blessing of the Lord, as for the last time, you attend this Mass. Really? Could be for me. I can't promise anything. You know, in the newspaper, every day, so many healthy people, young people, not by drugs, eh? Still. So with this contrition of heart, I give you a blessing. So you can sing some songs.